Yes, our study tonight, still on the same theme of God's ways for us to walk in. Tonight, God's way of music. Now, this is a very, how shall I put it? It's a way that needs to be very wisely understood, because what is music? They are a series of wavelengths that come into our ears and are interpreted as either lovely or unlovely, depending on something. And so the ways of music in heaven may not be something that we here on earth can actually identify with. I'm going to read something that is written in the Times Atlas of the Body, page 87. Because music is a sequence of vibrations that come to our sense of hearing, to which we respond according to our hereditary and cultivated background. What I mean by that is that somebody who grew up in the Muslim world, their kind of music that they grew up with, that they are fond of, that they love to hear, is obnoxious to the ears of somebody who's been brought up in the Western world. It's a whiny sort of thing. It's not very pleasant, but to them, it's something that they love to sing. Or, I was brought up in Germany, and the German music was really meaningful to me because I grew up with that. But when I came to some other kind of country, it was different, and it was not as enjoyable. So the Times Atlas expresses it this way: to make the impulses reaching it meaningful, the brain relies upon stored memories within its millions of cell networks. Not just sound memories, but visual memories, memories of taste and smell and touch. By comparing and contrasting and rejecting information, the brain forms an integrated mental picture. Exactly what sequences and combinations of sound and sight, etc., will mean to an individual depends entirely upon his personal past experiences. Now, that's something to think about when it comes to sounds of music. As I already introduced the thought that the vibrations, these impulses reaching the brain, for those impulses to be meaningful, it is something that has become meaningful to you, to us, by the sounds and the memories of that have been stored there, visual memories that are associated with the sound, or memories of taste and smell and touch. They are all integrated in the brain to become meaningful to us only by the individual's personal past experiences. So if you take that principle into focus, have we had personal past experiences with the music of heaven? Not at all. So if the music of heaven was to come to us, and we've become used to the sounds and associations of the sequences of sounds that are here on earth, it doesn't harmonize. And so this is another subject then of God's way that is not our way. God's way in the sanctuary is yet another subject in regards to music. Is music another one of his ways that is different to our integrated appreciations? And there we remember Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. What does he say? My ways are not your ways. Neither are your ways my ways. So this is another subject of coming to God's ways is another conversion experience, even in music. And if we read from Testimony Volume 5, sorry, one, sorry, Volume 1, Testimony Volume 1, page 505, there on paragraph 2, I read this following statement. Music is the idol which many professed Sabbath-keeping Christians worship. Music is an idol? Because it's to do with memories, you know, of certain appreciations. And if we're coming from the world, we have an appreciation of enjoying something. It's a form of idolatry if it's not from heaven, you see. And that's what Sister White's saying. Music is the idol which many professed Sabbath-keeping Christians worship. Satan has no objection to music if he can make that a channel through which to gain access to the minds of the youth. Anything will suit his purpose that will divert the mind from God and engage the time which should be devoted to his service. He, Satan, works through the means which will exert the strongest influence to hold the largest numbers in a pleasing infatuation while they are paralyzed by his power. So Satan is the prince of this world, isn't he? And in every different country, he has, through paganism, he has installed their appreciations of music, and it becomes an idol. And you know that when you listen to a lot of these pagan religions and their music. So Satan works through the means which will exert the strongest influence to hold the largest numbers in a pleasing infatuation while they are paralyzed by his power. When turned to good, account, music is a blessing, but it is often made one of Satan's most attractive agencies to ensnare souls. When abused, it leads to the unconsecrated pride, vanity, and folly. When allowed to take the place of devotion and prayer, It is a terrible curse. Young persons assembled to sing, and although professed Christians, they frequently dishonor God and their faith by their frivolous conversation and their choice of music. Sacred music is not congenial to their taste. Right? Their taste has been developed through their sinful set of memories. It's not congenial to their taste. God's sacred music, yes? I was directed to the plain teachings of God's word, which have been passed by unnoticed. In the judgment, all these words of inspiration will condemn those who have not heeded them. Sister White had written much about music. And again, I can't read it all, but I will read enough to help us to understand something here. So the heavenly sanctuary is another place which is, or is this, is a place where it comes up with another concept of God's way of God's way, and this one is the way of music. Now, in the heavenly courts, in the heavenly sanctuary, we have already seen, remember in the earthly sanctuary, they had those curtains with angels woven into the fabric, because that represented the throne room of heaven where the multitudes of angels are. The heavenly sanctuary is a place where angels serve and worship and sing. Let's come to Psalm 148. Psalm 148, where we read verse 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. When Jesus was born, what happened? Luke chapter 2, 13 and 14, the angels were singing as they were coming down to witness to the world, and the angel came to the shepherds there, and they were singing, glory to God. Let's come to Revelation 19, verse 5 and 6, and there we have another rendition of the angelic host. So there is music in heaven. There is singing in heaven. Revelation 19, verses 5 and 6. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all you servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Among these angels that were worshipping and singing and had music, if you turn to Ezekiel 28, we are familiar with the fact how Lucifer was one of the commanding angels in heaven. And in Ezekiel 28, we read something interesting about him. Ezekiel 28. Verse 13 and 14. Here God is speaking about him. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. And then he names all the precious stones that were glittering upon his dress, as it were. And then he says, at the end of that verse 13, and the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. What did God create Lucifer with? Percussion instruments, tabrets, and pipes. Not pipe, singular, pipes. Have you ever heard a person singing in four different voices all at once? Doesn't happen here on earth. Lucifer had more than one windpipe. And so he could sing a quartet. He was heaven's musical leader. And we read that in The Story of Redemption, page 25. Story of Redemption, SR, page 25, paragraph 1. The hour for joyful, happy songs of praise to God and his dear Son had come. Satan had led the heavenly choir. He had raised the first note. Then all the angelic host had united with him. And glorious strains of music had resounded through heaven in honor of God and his dear Son. So there it was. Lucifer was the commanding choir master of heaven. Beautiful music. So that was in Lucifer's system. He was created like that. And so when angels sing, let's read Adventist Home. Adventist Home, page 537, paragraph 2, the last sentence. 537, paragraph 2. The commanding angels first struck the note. Then every voice was raised in grateful, happy praise, and every hand skillfully swept over the strings of the harp, sending forth what sort of music? Melodious music in rich and perfect strains. The angels in heaven sing, and the music they play is melodious, rich and perfect strains. When we try to connect that kind of music and compare it with here on earth, I read something in Messages to Young People, page 293, paragraph 2. Music forms a part of worship in the courts above. And we should endeavor in our songs of praise to approach as nearly as possible to the harmony of heavenly choirs. The proper training of the voice is an important feature in education and should not be neglected. This is Patriarchs and Prophets written of in Messages to Young People. So if we're going to have music here on earth that is God's way of music, it should be what? As near as possible to the harmony of the heavenly choirs. And so the sanctuary of heaven is musical, as we've been reading. And now look, when Solomon built the temple, before there was the Hebrew temple as just a tent, but now Solomon built a solid structure of a temple, and there came the point of the dedication of the temple. And the dedication of the temple was written of in 2 Chronicles 5. 2 Chronicles 5, verse 13 and 14. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Music in the house of God, if it is in harmony with the music of heaven, it brings God's glory into it, the cloud of God's glory. So this is now, with everything we've been reading in the introduction here, we are coming to appreciate that there is music that is in harmony with God, and there is music that is not in harmony with God. It's when it's in harmony with God, he is there to bless. He comes, as we were just reading that. So to understand contrast to the music of heaven versus the music of earth, I go back to page Testimony 1505, and we continue. We read again that I read the last part of it there. And we read something at the very beginning of that paragraph, 1T505, paragraph 2, where Sister White writes this. Eternal things have little weight with the youth. Angels of God are in tears as they write in the roll the words and acts of professed Christians. Angels are hovering around yonder dwelling. The young are there assembled. There is the sound of vocal and instrumental music. Christians are gathered there. But what is it that you hear? It is a song, a frivolous ditty, fit for the dance hall. Behold, the pure angels gather their light closer around them, and darkness envelops those in that dwelling. The angels are moving from the scene. Sadness is upon their countenances. Behold, they are weeping. This I saw repeated a number of times, all through the ranks of Sabbath keepers, and especially in this particular place. Music has occupied the hours which should have been devoted to prayer. And then I read, as you remember, music is the idol. So here we read something in reference to the contrast of the music of heaven, that the angels are witnessing and begin to withdraw their light from them. What did I read there? There is the sound of vocal and instrumental music. Now, we're talking in Sister White's time as she was hearing this. Christians are gathered there, but what is it that you hear? It is a song, a frivolous ditty for the dance hall. In those days, have you ever heard in the music that they used to play in those days in America with the fiddle? They would, and Sister White is talking there about music that is the kind of, it's called today, it's been adopted, it's even been adopted into the religious young people song books. The country and western style music. That's what Sister White was talking about. The country western style dance for the dance floor. That was in her day. Today it's rock, but back there it was the country and western style. And the angels were withdrawing their light. They were weeping. This other music, where did that arise from, this music that the angels were withdrawing their light from? Remember there, as we read in Ezekiel 28, the angel who was the choir master of heaven was Satan, who had fallen. And according to Ezekiel, notice something, and this is an important thing to realize, that Lucifer was a musician who raised the beautiful music in heaven. But now as he fell, as we read it there in Ezekiel 28, something interesting takes place, verse 14 and 15, and then verse 18. Ezekiel 28, 14, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, until iniquity was found in thee. Now, he was a musician. And as a musician, he was raising beautiful, heavenly, melodious music. But now, iniquity was found in him. Read again, verse 18. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore will I bring a fire from within thee. Thou hast defiled the music that was in him. He defiled together with all the other things that he defiled. And it's very interesting. After Adam and Eve sinned, and then Cain, who had become fallen, was extricated from the others, and he produced children. And there is something interesting. If you come with me to Genesis 4:21, we want to pick this defiling principle into understanding how the music that came as a consequence of the fall, just like in Lucifer, also the children of Cain. Genesis chapter 4, verse 21. Genesis 4, 21. And here are all the sons, the children of Cain. And one of them, in verse 21, and his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. The fallen tribe, children of Cain, there was one there that was the father of the music. Now, that music, the father of the harp, the father of the harp and the organ, just like Lucifer was the one that was the musician in heaven, here we have a fallen state, Lucifer and Jubal. And this has been multiplied through the history of the world. The other music that is not the music of heaven, the music that is defiled. Now, if any, those of you that are musicians, you know what it feels like. There's music as you're playing, it's coming through you. Lucifer, it was coming through him. It was part of him. And these people that practice a lot of music, it's part of it, becomes part of you. And as Lucifer and Jubal were in a fallen state, that music that could have been good was defiled. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Seducing spirits. Think of what that means, seducing. Doctrines themselves are already turning people in the wrong directions, but what about the seduction that is in music? And I want to read something here from the Spirit of Prophecy, this fact of being seduced. Music has got a power that used in a certain way can swing people by mass mesmerism into the wrong direction. So, Adventist Home, page 407. What I've been seeking to do here, there is the music of heaven and there is the music of the fallen angels, the music of the fallen sinful people. It is a defiled state and it is a seductive thing. I read from Adventist Home, page 407, paragraph 3. And notice what Sister White writes here. She says, I feel alarmed, and it's in the heading of this is the lure of popular music. I feel alarmed as I witness everywhere the frivolity of young men and young women who profess to believe the truth. God does not seem to be in their thoughts. Their minds are filled with nonsense. Their conversation is only empty, vain talk. They have a keen ear for music. And, now remember what we were reading? Seductive spirits, seducing. Satan, as she says here, and Satan knows they have a keen ear for music, and Satan knows what organs to excite, to animate, engross, and charm the mind so that Christ is not desired. The spiritual longings of the soul for divine knowledge, for a growth in grace, are wanting. Here the Spirit of Prophecy, the testimony of Jesus, is identifying a problem, a condition of being that Satan has managed in what she is writing there to affect the minds with his nonsense. Their conversations empty, vain, having a keen ear for music, and Satan knows how to seduce. Satan knows the organs because he has organs that were used for music, and he fell, and he was able to defile. He knows how to do it in as a seductive spirit. And so, come with me to Matthew 24, and this is a scripture that I read in reference to dress, because we are surrounded by the profusion of the iniquitous prevailing circumstances. We come to Matthew and read that again, because the world around us, ever since the fall, has multiplied in its various different sounds that come to the mind, and as we were reading there in the beginning, that the mind, the integrated sounds, issues that affect our meaning and understanding and our experience, is now addressed here in this sense, in Matthew 24, that because iniquity abounds, what? Matthew 24, 11 and 12. And because iniquity abounds, because of the false prophets that arise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity abounds, the love of many grows, waxes cold. Come to verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall so show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Seductive spirits. Music is directly associated with the fallen state of humanity. You can't separate it. They're always together. Because Lucifer was a musician, and he knows how to defile through music. The words of the spirit of prophecy, Sister White's lament. Listen to the lament that Sister White is articulating in Adventist Home, page 407, paragraph 4. I was shown that the youth must take a higher stand and make the word of God the man of their counsel and their guide. Solemn responsibilities rest upon the young, which they lightly regard. The introduction of music into their homes, instead of inciting to holiness and spirituality, has been the means of diverting their minds from the truth. This language is interesting, that music is introduced, and the word, instead of inciting holiness and spirituality, music is used to divert. Frivolous songs and the popular sheet music of the day seem congenial to their taste. The instruments of music have taken time which should have been devoted to prayer. Music, when not abused, is a great blessing, but when put to a wrong use, it is a terrible curse. What does it do? It excites, but does not impart that strength and courage which the Christian can find only at the throne of grace, while humbly making his wants and with strong crying and tears, pleading for heavenly strength, etc. Satan is leading the young captive Oh, what can I say to lead them to break this power of infatuation? He is a skillful charmer, luring them on to perdition. A charmer. The charming of the snake, how they play a flute and the snake comes out and starts to move. This is, you see, music can charm even a snake. And Satan knows that. He is a skillful charmer. And so we are coming to an appreciation in everything I've been reading here. There is a music that comes from heaven that God approves. And then Lucifer was the one he created for that beautiful music, but then Lucifer fell. And now we have music that comes from Lucifer, who knows exactly how to charm us. And as we play with music, if we are not doing it in a prayerful mode, we are in danger of picking up strains of music that Satan has perverted. And Sister White already identified it. What was that? The sheet music of the day. And I take you back to that. What was the sheet music of her day? It was not the rock music of today. It was that country and western style, that ditty, etc., as I mentioned before. So, Sister White is lamenting here. She is saying, oh dear, the frivolous songs and the popular sheet music of the day seem to be congenial to their taste. Oh, what can I say to lead them to break this power of infatuation? He is a skillful charmer, luring them on to perdition. And so we really want to get it very clear, what is that charming music that he charms us with? And I want to tell you, when I was growing up in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the music was still good, and then came in the youth songbook. And the youth songbook had religious music, religious words, and it was actually entitled Country and Western Songs. Country and Western. And as I was listening to some of these presentations of the young people in my generation, at that time they were just introducing it. And I don't know whether any of you as Seventh-day Adventist Sister Dawn may remember the King's Herald Singers. Mm-hmm. They were singing beautiful music, and all of a sudden you could feel it lilt going in the wrong direction. Until now they sing completely different. Mm. It's Satan's way. I saw it happening. The charming way of bringing the sheet music of Sister White's time into the religious songs. It was slow, and now, and those of you that may go have gone, I've gone to the Adventist camp here in Perth once, and I was listening to the youth tent area, and they were playing just about rock music, training the young people, songs that sounded just like rock music. That's how it had deteriorated. Satan had charmed them. And so you've got to pick up that initial lilt that comes away from the sacred music of heaven. And that's what we are looking at here, that we will recognize this. Remember that God intervenes in our heavenly investigative judgment. He is showing to God's people in Bible Commentary, Volume 5, 1085. Remember what it said there? He reveals the things that mar our life and calls upon us to repent and turn from sin. The marring, where we err, where Satan has managed to put his defiling influence, even in music. And so now I want to take us into a person, into those that have been changed by being born again, new creatures. They will respond to God's intervention. And they will then learn to return away from that which Satan has managed to charm them with into the purity again. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 and 18. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all things, and I love this language, as those things become new, remember what our study is, God's way of music, all things are of God. When the person is a new creature, recreated by God, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. A person who is born again is of God. All the things that are of God, and music is one of them. And so born again Christians that are truly born again have discarded Satan's defiling things. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Hear this language again. God's ways to walk in, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There we have a clear call to come away from that which the world has and Satan has defiled, and applying this to music. Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The mind, remember what we read in the beginning? These vibrations that come, the impulses reaching the mind, the brain, that become meaningful because we have associated on this fallen planet with that. Now we are to be born again and be brought into the harmony of the heavenly. We have to be, and all things have to be of God, not to be conformed to the world anymore. Music is as much part of that as any other subject. And so let's read. We're coming to the conclusion now. Bible Commentary, Volume 6, 1075, where we read what we've just read in Corinthians and in Romans, to be a new creature, to not be formed according to the ways of the world anymore, a transformation, new creature. Bible Commentary, Volume 6, page 1075, paragraph 1. Christ made baptism the entrance of his spiritual kingdom. He made this a positive condition with which all must comply who wish to be acknowledged as under the authority of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Those who receive the ordinance of baptism thereby make a public declaration. What is baptism? Making a public declaration that they have renounced the world and have become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. Those who do this are to make all worldly considerations secondary to their new relations. Publicly, they have declared that they will no longer live in pride and self-indulgence. Remember everything we read about the young and the music. Christ enjoins those who receive this ordinance to remember that they are bound by solemn covenant to live to the Lord. They are to use for Him. They are to use for Him all their entrusted capabilities, never losing the realization that they bear God's sign of obedience to the Sabbath, the fourth commandment, that they are subjects of Christ's kingdom, partakers of the divine nature. They are to surrender all they have and are to God, employing all their gifts to His name's glory. So the scriptures we had just read and the baptism enlargement there tells you that Satan has managed to pervert music here on earth, and we've grown up with it, and that's become normal and meaningful to us. And now those sound waves need to be realigned. The rewiring of the brain has to take place so that what we once loved, the things that we loved in Satan's world, in Satan's music, we now hate. And the things that we once hated, that I loved the testimony of several people when I studied this subject with them. They said that they could not relate to our beautiful sacred hymns, because they, all the way through the week, they were listening to all that rock and that dance music, and now to relate to sacred music, it was a confusion to them. But then, by becoming converted, now they began to enjoy the heavenly music. This is all part of the restoration of our life into the pure ways of God. So, back to God's way in the sanctuary. By Patriarchs and Prophets 594, paragraph 3. Just that last sentence there. 594, paragraph 3. The heart, or start with the second last sentence. Singing as a part of religious service is as much an act of worship as is prayer. Singing as much as is prayer. The heart must feel the spirit of the song to give it right expression. The spirit of the song. So this tells you there is a spirit in music. And the spirit of the song is to be given the right kind of expression, a heart that feels the spirit of God through the sound of the heavenly music that is to be embraced. So let's conclude together with these final concluding clarifications from the spirit of prophecy, remembering the testimony of Jesus. I go to evangelism, page 508, paragraph 1, where it says, those who make singing a part of divine worship, now here's a bit of a guidance, a clarification. Those who make singing a part of divine worship should select hymns with music appropriate to the occasion. That's why the songs we sing have an effect upon us. It's got to be appropriate to the occasion, not funeral notes, but cheerful, yet solemn melodies. The voice can and should be modulated, softened, and subdued. It's got to be a melodious voice. It's got to be, Sister White reads, and I could read many other statements. Many people, as they're singing, their voices are shrieking, she says. She said, I've heard the angels singing in heaven, and it's a different sound to what some people sing. So we are, as she describes it here, this is the music of heaven. The singing should be done, the music that forms a part of God's worship, that is the music of the heavenly courts. It is to be here on earth, carefully selected, to be appropriate, not the funeral dirges, because that's the dirges of the pagan world. You know, you hear these dirges and it's just like a funeral thing. Now she says that this is to be modulated, softened, solemn melodies, but not funeral notes. That's one little clarification. And then on page 510, Evangelism 510, paragraph 1, display is not religion nor sanctification. Display. This is a heading here, is music that offends God. Display is not religion nor sanctification. There is nothing more offensive in God's sight than a display of instrumental music when those taking part are not consecrated, are not making melody in their hearts to the Lord. The offering most sweet and acceptable to God is, to God's sight, is a heart made humble by self-denial, by lifting the cross and following Jesus. So, music can be turned to display, and God is not happy with that. So it is singing and music that is something that is not offensive to God. Instrumental music, not to take part, not to be used, I'll read that there, instrumental music when those taking part are not consecrated. So you need to be personally consecrated to God so that you can sense what music you are picking up on. That's beautifully portrayed there. And now we come to that concept that we must be preparing here now to be able to join and be in unity with the heavenly choir as we get ready for Jesus to come. In Adventist Home, page 537, paragraph 2, I saw a very great number of angels bring from the city glorious crowns. God's children are being welcomed there. The crowns are being given to them. And as Jesus called for the crowns, angels presented them to him, and with his own right hand, the lovely Jesus placed the crowns on the heads of the saints. In the same manner, the angels brought the harps, and Jesus presented them also to the saints. Crowns were presented, and harps were presented to the saints. The commanding angels first struck the note, and then every voice was raised in grateful, happy praise, and every hand skillfully swept over the strings of the harp, sending forth melodious music in rich and perfect strains. Try to associate your mind with that. And concluding in the in heavenly places, page 369, paragraph 2. Do we expect to get to heaven at last and join the heavenly choir? Just as we go into the grave, we will come up as far as the character is concerned. Now is the time for washing and ironing. If I want to get to heaven to join the heavenly choir, what am I supposed to be doing here? Washing and ironing, cleaning up my musical mental exercises to appreciate what is of God and what is not, so I can join the heavenly choir. And the 1888 materials, page 128, verse paragraph 5. Now, brethren, we are almost home. We shall soon hear the voice of the Saviour, richer than any music, saying, "Your warfare is accomplished. Enter into the joy of thy Lord." Blessed, blessed benediction. I want to hear it from him, from his immortal lips. I want to praise him. I want to honor him that sitteth on the throne. I want my voice to echo and re-echo through the courts of heaven. Will you be there? Then you must educate your voice to praise him on earth. And then you can join the heavenly choir and sing the song of Moses and the Lamb. God help us and fill us with all fullness and power, and then we can taste the joys of the world to come. So as I said, there was many more statements we can read, but I chose these ones to help us to realize that God's way of music was all beautifully arranged in Satan himself, and then he twisted it, and he became the prince of this world. And as the prince of this world, he changed everybody's sense of the heavenly music into his own, seducing people. And we are surrounded by seductive agencies, and we have to be on guard that we don't let Satan defile the heavenly music that he is preparing, God is preparing for us to join the heavenly courts in. So what is this heavenly music? There are beautiful hymns, and then there are the ditty songs with Christian words to it. Which ones are we going to take? And incidentally, one thing I didn't read here was that Sister White, and I made mention before, Sister White was in Germany, and she heard some music coming from one of the beer gardens. It was that classical song music from Mozart or some of that kind, and she said that music coming over the wall was the closest to heaven's music that she heard here on earth. So that's an interesting statement. So may God teach us to make us sensitive in the light of what we have been reading here. Don't let Satan pervert. Don't, and as I said, if you're sensitive to it, you can hear immediately a little lilt in the wrong direction. Satan knows how to do it. Be aware of it and guard against it, and let the new birth experience govern your musical talents. This is my prayer that we can understand this. Amen.